Minoka, I see you still have that donkey you found. I thought the owners took you to the judges about that.
They did take me to the judge, Lehi, but not to Samuel. We went to Samuel's older son, Joel. Things are different with Joel. A little money left in just the right place will change Joel's mind as to who the donkey belongs to. You just need to be sly, Lehi.
You don't have to be dishonest. As for me, I would rather come by what I have honestly. The time will come when the princes will put a stop to this trickery, Minoka. You just wait and see.
The elders of Israel have come, Samuel, concerning a very serious matter. You are getting old, and your sons do not judge honestly, as you do. Now give us a king to judge us, and fight our wars, like other nations.
A king? Oh, my friends. As a servant of God, I do not like what I hear. A king will take your sons to fight his wars, and take your daughters to be his servants. And a king will tax you for everything you have. The Lord God is merciful. He has led you into this land and has given you plenty. I must pray about your request. Oh, Lord, your people want a king. They're turning away from me and your way of life.
Let them have a king, Samuel. They are not rejecting you. They are rejecting me.
Do you want to be really happy? Jesus said, I am come that you may have life and that your joy may be full. Jesus, God's Son, came to show men the way and give them forgiveness and peace and joy. He died on the cross to take away all the blame for all the wrong things we did. He came to give us life everlasting. All this is ours when we believe in Him and receive Him. Have you received Him? Then ask Him into your heart today. Dear Lord Jesus, I want to receive you now. Please forgive me for the wrong things I've done and give me a clean heart and everlasting life.